Losing the faith that I had always had was a slow process. You don't realize what you've lost until much further down the road.
Is grace finding your purpose in life? Does faith matter?
When I was younger, my parents taught me to love God and to follow Him. I wanted to do everything that was right because I loved God, but also because I wanted to be a good son. I even had cousins who would tease me because I was so good. But about the age of 14, that was kind of a turning point for me. It went from being maybe my belief in God because my parents believed to me really believing. That's when I really started to develop my own relationship with God. I felt that He was there. I felt that He loved me. This is what motivated me to be a good person. When I was 19, I went to serve a church mission, teaching people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I got home, went to college, and basically just picked up where I'd left off. Reading the scriptures, praying, serving people, that was just life as I knew it. I did this for a few years, then it just started to become old. I felt like I had done it all. I'd figured it out. I'd been reading my scriptures forever and saying my prayers, that I didn't need to anymore. I saw people who were not following God's commandments as we know them, and yet they had more money. They were dating the girls that I wanted to date. It seemed like their life was better. I thought, well, maybe what I'm doing is wrong. Maybe I need to change the way I go about this. You live according to God's plan for so long, thinking you'll get X. And when you get Y, you say, well, that's not what I signed up for. You start to think that you deserve more, and you look outside and you see all these other people who aren't doing what you think is right or what you think God has asked them to do, and yet they seem to be getting all these blessings. And so that, in combination with doubting and thinking that, you know, I'd figured it out, that I was smarter than the scriptures and all the prophets and all the direction that comes by reading the scriptures, I thought that I was the exception to the rule. I became cynical about everything religious. If you cannot measure it, it must not be true. So the feelings that I had had, where I had felt God in my life, of love and joy, I must just be creating it in my mind or something. I started to become cynical about all the problems that are in this world, wars and disease, natural disasters, and started to, in a way, point the finger at God and say, where are you? Because of all this pain and suffering that exists, maybe that means that God doesn't exist. I left my family and the culture that I had grown up in, and I moved to Seattle. I was excited to explore another lifestyle, to explore a lifestyle outside of the faith that I had been raised in. I started actively pursuing other groups, looking for maybe another way of life that was outside of God's way, that brought more happiness. And quite honestly, I thought that I would find more happiness. I had a great job. I was making tons of money. I could do whatever I wanted. It's almost easier to not believe in God because you don't have to think about an afterlife. You don't have to think about moral clarity or any of these rights and wrongs. This is just life, and whatever happens in life is life, and you die and there's nothing after. There reaches a point where you start to think about some of these deeper questions about life. For me, having a family has always been one of the most important things that I wanted to do. And as I started to think more about, well, when I have kids, how am I going to raise them? Do I raise them with a belief in God? Do I not? I mean, what am I going to do? In these moments, I started to feel what I had felt before. And for the first time in a long time, something triggered inside of me. I felt something that I hadn't felt in a long time. I felt the Spirit, and I felt the Spirit tell me that what I was doing wasn't right. And I got a glimpse of what I once was. And I realized what I had to become again. And so that was really the turning point for me. The feelings, the experiences, the emotions that I had felt was more than just a chemical reaction that's being triggered in my body. No matter how illogical it may sound, there is a God, an all-powerful, all-knowing God. Once I recognized the wrongs that I had made, the things that I had to make right, I also understood that there was no way that I could return to God without a Savior. And that because He had suffered for my sins, that He made it possible for me to become clean and to wipe away those wrongs, to take those sins away. I couldn't do it on my own, that I needed Him. Despite the mistakes I had made, the wrong turns I had taken, and the faith that I had abandoned, my Savior was there with open arms, ready and willing to help me back. He was there to lift me up when I needed Him most.
To listen to more episodes of His Grace, visit MormonChannel.org.